Middle East and Africa. The UN in Gaza. A brewing crisis. The allegations against UNRWA threaten aid flows to Palestinians.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, is almost as old as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians. It has often found itself at its heart. Countless Palestinians have sheltered in its buildings during the war in Gaza. Over 150 of its staff are among the near 27,000 people who have been killed. The agency is now in crisis. On Friday, January 26th, Israel said it had evidence that at least a dozen of the organization's 13,000 staff members based in Gaza were involved in Hamas's assault on Israel on October 7th. More than 10 governments, including those of America and Germany, its two largest funders, have said they are freezing donations. UNRWA says that without the money, it will be forced to cease operations at the end of February. Some of the evidence for Israel's allegations came from interrogations of Palestinians captured during and after the Hamas attack. Israeli officials said that intelligence was also gleaned from computers and documents that Israeli troops have found in Gaza. Israel said that UNRWA IDs were found on the bodies of some of the Palestinian militants killed in Israel. Phone intercepts place other employees inside Israel at the time of the attacks. Those implicated are accused of taking part in abducting a woman, distributing grenades, and helping bring the body of a dead Israeli soldier back to Gaza. Philippe Lazzarini, the head of UNRWA, sacked 9 of them. One has been confirmed dead. The fate of the other 2 is unclear. On January 28th, the United Nations said the UN's Office of Internal Oversight Services would investigate. This is not the first controversy to beset UNRWA. In 2017, the head of one of its schools was fired after being elected to the Hamas Politburo. Israel has long said the agency's school textbooks incite hatred against Jews. An investigation by UNRWA in 2017 found anti-Israel and other bias in 3% of the pages of the books examined. UNRWA has admitted in the past to finding Hamas weapons stored in its schools. UNRWA is markedly different from other UN bodies. It was founded in the aftermath of Israel's War of Independence in 1948 to care for the 700,000 Palestinians displaced from their homes. It now caters to their almost 6 million descendants. It is the only UN agency that serves a specific group of refugees in a specific geographical area. Some of the controversy over it stems from the broadness of its definition of a refugee. As a result, UNRWA's position is politically sensitive. Israeli officials have long thought of shutting it down. To many Israelis, UNRWA's very title sustains the idea that the Palestinian refugees might return to their old homes in Israel, a right that Israel does not recognize. For Palestinians, UNRWA's perpetuation of their refugee status keeps alive the idea that they might one day return to the homes they fled in 1948. UNRWA is also a lifeline for millions. Much of the aid going into Gaza is distributed by UNRWA. Its collapse would make the humanitarian crisis far worse. If the organization went under, another outfit would have to take on its work. It is hardly surprising that some members of an organization that has been embedded in Gaza so deeply and for so long have links to Hamas. But that raises tricky questions about whether UNRWA is sufficiently neutral, transparent, and accountable. UNRWA is probably essential in the short term in order to avoid an even deeper humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Whether it should be an essential part of Gaza's long-term future is far less clear.